This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado health officials have confirmed 11 new presumptive positive cases of the novel coronavirus. Five are in the high country and the rest in Metro Denver counties. There are now 44 cases and one indeterminate case. The CDC has to confirm all test results. State health officials turned away people today from its drive-up corona testing site in Denver because of high demand. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
Hundreds of cars became backed up and potentially infected people waited 3 hours to get swabbed at the site, which is open for 4 hours a day. Anyone who didn't make the cut will get first dibs Friday. Colorado Public Health Incident Commander Scott Bookman urged people to ask their doctors about testing through private companies like LabCorp so the state lab does not get overrun. The lab is the only one of its kind in Colorado, at least for now. Bookman said his team is looking to open more drive-up sites elsewhere. David Sachs, Denverite.
In other news, a month-long count of people experiencing homelessness in Jefferson County found it has much more prevalence than previous one-day surveys had indicated. Denverite's Donna Bryson says officials counted nearly 1,000 people without housing last summer.
People who provide homelessness services outside Denver say the numbers underscore what they're seeing, that poverty is also a suburban problem.
Census data show household incomes in Jefferson County have not kept pace with the rising cost of housing. 46 degrees and partly cloudy in Vail. It is 45 degrees, mostly cloudy for Denver. This is CPR News.